Welcome to Literature Dude. Today's episode is diving into the subject of family relations. The traditional definition of family is a group of one or more parents and their child living together as a unit. But family can mean a lot of different things. A more apt definition is any combination of filiation or conjugal relationships that join two people directly or through a third party. Today we are discussing how family relations in the traditional way or a more contemporary sense of the word can affect the human mind and well-being. When thinking of how to talk about family, we concluded that those who experience loneliness often lack a positive family relationship, which can create a void in oneself that desires to be filled by a relationship similar to that of a family. We wondered, what leads one to experience this loneliness, and how can this loneliness be prevented? We have three guests to talk to today. The so-called monster, created by Dr. Frankenstein, Gregor Samsa, the man-turned-insect, and Dr. Alexandra Manette, who was wrongfully imprisoned before the French Revolution. First off, we have the monster. So, monster, how would you describe your relationship with your creator, Dr. Frankenstein, initially?
Whenever I was first introduced to this world, it was scary. I don't remember a whole lot other than the fright I felt at the time. At my first conception, my relationship with Dr. Frankenstein was without love. I remember vaguely his gaze upon me seemed full of feelings similar to hatred.
So you didn't feel very accepted by your creator?
No, I felt disdain. I never felt nurtured or accepted as if he was my parent. I felt like some abandoned object.
How did this abandonment make you feel?
Not only did I feel rejected by my creator, I felt that I didn't belong. Everyone I tried to approach avoided me one way or another. Children would cry at the sight of me. I didn't belong to the human race or any race in particular. I was alone.
So in a sense, Dr. Frankenstein's abandonment left you on your own.
Absolutely. Nobody can compare to the amount of isolation and loneliness I have experienced. He brought me into this miserable world without any regard to my life and how I would live here.
So you're saying not only could you not build a relationship with your creator, you couldn't create a relationship with anyone else?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. It produced a feeling such as a void within me, a desire for a sense of belonging. I felt unfulfilled with my life, and naturally I tried to fulfill it. Well, to simply put it, I tried to make friends. I tried with children, I tried with adults, and eventually I just came to the conclusion that there was no point. I would not feel accepted by any human being. This acceptance didn't help, although I could do nothing about the extreme loneliness I possessed. All I could do was hate my creator for bringing me into this world to suffer. Isolation is the worst suffrage.
So your solution to this isolation was to feel accepted by others.
That would be nice, but ideally, I just wanted to feel loved. I truly wanted a family, another one of my kind to connect and bond with.
Why is a family ideal?
Again, it was the love I craved. The thought of a family of my kind emitted the greatest feeling of belonging. I requested for my creator to create a spouse for me to love, but he refused.
So that means you had come in contact with Dr. Frankenstein after you were created?
The encounters we had after my abandonment were those of anger. I concluded that since he had brought me into this world just to not know what to do with me and leave me to be here alone forever, he doesn't deserve a family either. I started with this boy who I attempted to befriend. The encounters we had after my abandonment were those of anger. I concluded that since he had brought me into this world just to not know what to do with me and leave me to be alone forever, he doesn't deserve a family either. So I took my rage out by targeting each of them and eventually killing them.
Oh, did this make you feel any better?
Not initially, although I did enjoy the thought of my creator suffering. I still pursued a relationship at the time of my first kill against his cousin.
First?
Yes, there were multiple. Eventually, I truly accepted there was no purpose for me in this miserable world being forced to live in isolation. Once I accepted that I devoted my miserable life to causing my creator to experience the suffrage he had caused upon me, I went after his whole family first, then eventually him. Seeing how easily it was to make my creator suffer brought me a sense of satisfaction.
Wow, that sounds pretty intense. Do you really believe that Dr. Frankenstein had this all coming?
I felt he faced no consequences for his actions. He brought me into this world with no plan for me or place for me to belong. I took it upon myself to try to replicate the amount of suffrage I had faced because of his actions and inflicted upon him. I first started when I came across this boy. Once I found out he was a relative of the doctor, I quickly took my fingers around his neck and squeezed.
Whoa! I think this is a good time to take a call from our listeners. Hello?
Hey, my name's Willie. I have a question for you, monster. For me, all my parents ever do is get onto me and punish me. They keep me from having fun and doing what I want. Why would you want a family?
Well, you ungrateful brat.
I'll take this question, Willie. I believe parents often do things for their child's best interests. Sometimes those things can seem unfair and lame for the child. I think this may be the case for you. If your parents seem to be limiting you from having fun or doing what you want, I'm assuming that's just because they want what's best for you. If that's the case, they can just care and love for you whether you see it or not. Having a set of parents to care for you is one of the best things that can happen to someone. You are very fortunate to have them. This may be bold of me to say, but I think it's fair to assume you are taking your parents for granted. Many are not fortunate to have parents to care for them, such as the monster. I'm sure the monster would do anything to have parents such as yours.
Wow, I've never thought of it that way. You're right. Thanks, mister.
Anytime, Willie. Thanks for calling. Now we are going to transition to Mr. Samsa. Gregor Samsa was a regular employee of a large company and then one day woke up as a dung beetle. His family was regular and he has a sister, mother, and father. However, his transition caused disruption in his home life. So Gregor, how did you originally react to this large transition?
Well, I woke up and I felt very lethargic, but I knew I needed to get to work. I couldn't for the life of me roll out of bed, so I thought it would be a good idea to just go back to sleep and hopefully wake up as a human again.
I guess that didn't work.
No, and I didn't want to come out of my room. I had no intention of opening my door because I didn't want them to see me. Also, I couldn't even unlock the lock. But my sister quickly started crying even before she could tell what was wrong.
I could tell you had a pretty close relationship with your sister. How did your transition affect that relationship?
Yeah, I was very close with her and my mother as well. But once I turned into this creature, they couldn't even look at me. My mother fainted when she first saw me, but my sister took care of me for a long while. I assume grief felt resentment towards me, but there was nothing I could do about it. That was very hard for me to deal with because I had plans of sending her to music school so that she could pursue her violin.
So you provided and took care for your family?
Correct. After my parents got into some financial trouble, I started providing for them. But after I became this bug, my big plans were ruined.
How did you think your family thought about you after your transition? And how did you feel?
I don't think they knew what to do with me. It was rough for me, not having any connection to anybody or being able to voice any opinions. I couldn't talk to them or be with them anymore. My sister came into my room for a while and gave me food and water, but after a while, her visits were shorter and less frequent. They said that I wasn't even myself anymore and that they had to get rid of me. And for a long time before that, I felt very alienated and abandoned. I came to feel like I wasn't myself anymore.
Do you think your family had anything to do with that?
I'd say so. I wasn't very close with them, but they were also important people to me. I cared about them, so to see them not care for me anymore was real hurtful.
I would assume so. I couldn't imagine life without my family. Was this change in opinion from your family quick, or was it over a long period of time?
I don't know, honestly. It seemed quick in my mind, like I had a family one second, and then the next I was just a burden to them. But I think for them, especially Greet, it might have taken a while to realize the old me wasn't coming back.
So you think they didn't think of you as you after a while?
Of course not. They dehumanized me. Greet even called me an it, which was pretty hurtful, but I understand. I am quite hideous.
If I may ask, how did your alienation and dehumanization contribute to your passing?
I didn't have anything to live for without my family, so it was a big factor in my acceptance of the whole situation.
What do you mean acceptance of the situation?
Well, I mostly just took everything as it came. I didn't complain and I accepted my fate.
Which was?
Being a bug for the rest of my life. I realized I wasn't going to turn back or go back to my normal life, so I just accepted it.
Now, let's take a quick break to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Zoom Video Conferencing. Is your family all across the world? Zoom Video Conferencing is here to fix that with an easy method to reconnect with your friends and family. You can create a chat room whenever and wherever as long as you have Wi-Fi. Zoom is free to use and lets you stay connected with the ones you love or the ones you don't. Now, for our final guest, we are going to have Dr. Manette. So, Dr. Manette, how would you describe your feelings while imprisoned?
While I was imprisoned, I was angry and wanted to know why this was happening to me. I felt extreme urges to get revenge on those who imprisoned me. Near the beginning, I didn't feel lonely or alienated, but was overwhelmed with anger and hatred.
During your time in prison, did you begin to feel the detachment from civilization turn into loneliness?
Yes. Slowly, I did begin to feel lonely from the lack of a family and began to become very miserable. Inside of prison, I never gained anybody that represented family figures.
Do you feel that during that period of time, the lack of a real family led to a decline or deterioration of your mental state?
While I was in prison, my mental state became less and less stable without anybody to connect or bond with. I was in solitary confinement for 18 years, so once I got to the Defarges and got my shoemaking bench, it was very nice to have some work to put my mind to.
Once Lucy and Mr. Lorry came and got you from the wine shop, how did you shift mentally?
After being so long without a family, I had almost forgotten what it was like to have a close relationship with anyone, let alone a family member. Once I was united with Lucy, she brought me back to life, so to speak, and I started to become my old self again. I wanted Lucy to be as happy as possible.
What fueled you to want to have Lucy live her best life?
Since I was so long without a family and in such a dark mental state, I would wish nothing of that nature upon anyone else. Therefore, I promised myself to not interfere with Lucy's true happiness. So when she began looking for a husband, I made myself stay out of it completely. So when she found the perfect person for herself, I wasn't ruining her happiness.
So would you say that your daughter was the sole factor in the restoration back to your former self, or were there any other elements that played into it?
I do truly believe that being isolated and stripped from any sort of connection was originally what sent me into my madness. I think that the lack of a family member or even another person was the primary reason for my previous decline in mental health. Once I reconvened with Lucy, I think that was the overarching component to my incline of mental health and happiness.
Do you think that a close relationship like a friend, family member, or spouse could restore a person's mental health and even physical health?
I would think so. And while looking back on my experiences, I think that point is fully proven.
Now that we've got the general idea of where each of our three guests are coming from, I wanted to bring everybody back together to collect our thoughts and gather different perspectives. What do you guys think is the most important part about having a family?
In my opinion, family is very important because they give you a sense of life. When I couldn't talk to my sister, it was very difficult because I wanted to do all these things for her, but she couldn't even understand what I was saying.
Family to me is what makes life worth living. This is the conclusion I've come up with during my years of isolation.
I was isolated for a time too, my friend. Being kept from my wife hurt me greatly. I don't know if I could bear going to prison again.
At one point, I felt almost as if my family isolated me. When I turned into a bug, they seemed to neglect me for a while.
So you believe that family can also lead to one's isolation?
I suppose you could say that. It varies, however.
So family can both serve as a safe environment of love and belonging, but also be harmful towards someone?
That makes sense to me. When I worked as a physician, I would occasionally receive patients who were injured due to abusive family relationships. They didn't feel loved in their homes, unlike an ideal family.
I disagree. A family, whether it is ideal or not, is a beautiful thing. All members of a family are related to each other, either through blood or other circumstances. I went through my whole life without a family, and speaking from experience, I can say that anybody at all is better than nobody. Even if they treat you poorly, you have a group of people in which you come from and belong.
Well, when you go through a transformation like I did, they don't treat you like yourself anymore, and in my case, physically abuse you. I think had I not had my family at all, I wouldn't have felt the rage and unhappiness I felt with them.
I can see where you're coming from, but imagine never having anybody ever. Imagine the loneliness and desolation you would feel. At least you got to feel a sense of belonging for a time until you were abused and abandoned by them.
I suppose we can agree to disagree. The amount of pain my dad put me through does not feel worth anything I received in return for being a part of that family.
I suppose it is similar to a double-edged sword. It can bring love to one and harm to another.
Well put, Dr. Manette. And with that, folks, I believe this is a good spot to end this episode on. Thanks again to our sponsor, Zoom. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Literature Dude. Peace out.